Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Message today comes from the gospel passage you just heard. I would like to reread just a very small portion of it, though, starting in the first verse. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." This is God's word. A rising star announced the descending Christ. A king had been born. And this was no ordinary king, for he was bringing with him a kingdom, his kingdom. And it would do what no earthly one could. It would bring true freedom over all the earth. And the word was spreading about this king. The shepherds had already been told. They had already sought him out. They already worshipped him. And now the wise men were seeking. For they saw the sign from the heavens. And they too wanted to worship. And so they traveled. They traveled following the star. The news continued to spread from the Magi to King Herod, to all Jerusalem. But when they heard, their response was different. Instead of joy, they were troubled. One newborn king, two reactions. One announcement. Two responses. Here's where the message really cuts to the heart. For those who were attracted to him, this newborn king, they were the Gentiles. They were the ones who sought him out to worship. They were the ones who desired to welcome this new king into the world. God's chosen people, the Jews, it was they who were repelled by the announcement. The very ones who should have understood best what had just happened, who should have been the most excited about the news, they were the ones who became afraid and troubled. Why? What was it about this newborn king that so troubled God's people? Now, for King Herod, he felt threatened. He feared losing control of the power he thought he possessed. He feared losing his authority. There's a great deal of comfort, isn't there, in thinking that you are in control of your life. And there's a great deal of discomfort when that control is threatened. King Herod felt threatened. And in many ways, the same can be said of the Jewish leaders. Can the same be said of you? Now, your initial reaction to that question is probably the same as mine, and it is a resounding no. I don't feel threatened by the coming king. I am like the Gentiles who have welcomed him. Indeed, where are we? We're here right now in church worshiping him. So no, the same cannot be said about me. And I'm sure you feel the same way. But, what if that reaction is only surface deep? What if we were to dig just a little bit deeper? What if we were to spend time thinking about what it means to welcome Him, to really welcome Him, to seek Him out, to make Him our King? What then? Would we still have that same resounding response? Now, I don't know about you. I can't look into your heart, but I can look into mine. And I will tell you that after my initial reaction, I think about all the times in my life, even now, when my sinful heart reacts defensively to Christ's kingship. And sometimes it is by fearfully clinging to control my own life. I'm comfortable, so comfortable with the life that I live. I'm so comfortable with my own personal kingdom. In that kingdom, I'm king. In that kingdom, I get to make decisions so that I can remain on that throne. But you see, here's the problem. Jesus didn't come to co-rule in my kingdom. He didn't come to be a king alongside me. He came to dethrone me. He came to be my king, the only king in my life. He came to rule over my life. Even more than that, He came to free me from my sinful inclination to keep Him as a co-ruler. This is why He came. He came because He knows that what I really need, even if I don't believe it, even if I don't want to believe it, even if I prefer to reject it, He knows that what I really need is His kingship. I need Him as my king. I need Him as my only king. I need Him to be in control of my life. I need Him for all these things, even if I don't want to admit it, even if I'm too scared to allow it. My sinful flesh continues to react to His coming the same way that Jerusalem and King Herod did, with fear, with hesitation. Scary to allow Him to rule. But even in these times, even with my reaction, He still comes. He came in the form of a human to take every sinful thought, every sinful deed, every sinful action of mine. He came to gather up my throne and everything that I use to rule on it and accept the wrath of the Father in my place. You see, He came to free me from everything so that I could be free. Free to welcome Him is my only king. And He didn't stop there. He didn't just carry my sins to the cross. He gave me proof that I was set free. He gave me proof by rising from the dead, where He continues to live. See, in that moment, he gave a message to me and to the rest of the world that he is king, the king. The king who is above all other kings, even the king of myself. And he is a king whose hands I can place my life in. And know with full confidence that the kingdom he welcomes me in and the freedom that comes with that kingdom, his kingdom, is immeasurably greater than anything I could ever achieve in my own, on my own. And welcome me, he does. First, by sending the Holy Spirit to spark in me a faith that believes. Then through baptism, where I enter into the front gates as a citizen of his kingdom. And there, where he continues to feed me, he feeds me with his own body and blood, continuing to remind me who I am and offering me forgiveness when I forget. And he never stops. He never stops. Our King reigns. Our King sustains. Our King forgives. And our King gives us the power of the Holy Spirit to know and to understand who he is and what he does for me. This is my King. Jesus is my King. And I fall to my knees when I contemplate all of it. And I worship today and every day. I worship, and I worship him because he is my King. So I ask again, can the same be said for you? Please pray with me. Lord, all glory, honor, and praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, true King and light of the nations. You have revealed yourself to be the lowly and drawn us to rejoice in your mercy. Keep us steadfast in faith, joyful in worship, bold in confession, until we see you face to face in your eternal kingdom. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.